Here at Azalea Steps, you can see another instance of Dr. Fox's vision. These steps are named for the low-lying flowering shrubs that have been planted here. Azaleas are members of the rhododendron group of plants. These flowers have numerous associations in different cultures. Sometimes they're a symbol of wealth and elegance. In China and Japan, they represent homesickness. They're also known for their toxicity, and to send a bouquet of azaleas in a black vase was once considered a death threat. The source of Dr. Fox's inspiration here was a visit to a botanical garden, Villa Carlotta, on Lake Como in northern Italy. There he saw azaleas growing on a green slope. And it's here at the steps that you really get a sense of how the different kinds of planting work together in Fox's design.
If you look back up to Azalea Steps, you see these lovely shades and colours of the azaleas. They've been cut into the hillside there. They're all, in fact, different species. Some have grown together to form one large mound. And then above them, there's a layer of Japanese aces that sort of languish and fall over the top of them. And if you look to the right, you can see the magnolia tree over there, which gives us a fantastic pink flower later in the season. And if you're never sure from a distance whether it's a magnolia, see that the branches come out, and then they've got these very erect vertical branches that go straight up toward the sky. That's normally a good sign that it's a magnolia.
The Japanese aces that Graham points out here have a twisted architectural trunk with bark that in most cases is smooth and grey. When they first come out in spring, the leaves are a really vibrant lime green colour that looks like frog's legs or baby's hands. These turn red or crimson in the autumn, but when the first frost hits, the leaves shrivel almost immediately. They grow all over the site here, so keep an eye out for more as you walk around.